excited and happy and glad to be free tonight. And it's awesome that that freedom comes from God in everything that we have, whether that's depression, alcohol, drugs, low self-esteem, whatever it may be, God can set you free. And I am so grateful and so thankful for that freedom. You know, I was thinking about a skit that I had seen, you guys can be seated, recently, and it was, I don't know if any of you guys have seen the skit guys, but they're pretty funny, Christian skit group. But they had a skit about two birds that were in a cage. And the guy was running around, he's a kid in the play, and he's got these two birds, and they're just two regular birds from the field. And one of the guys says, "What are you doing? What do you have in there?" And he said, "Well, I have two birds in here that I got out in a field." And he said, "Well, why do you have them in a cage?" "Well, because I wanted two birds to look at every day." And he thought, "Well, can I pay you for those birds?" He's like, "Why would you pay me for two birds that I got out in a field?" And he said, "Well, I want to pay you." And he said, "Okay, fine, $5. And he said, "Well, how about 10? And he said, "No, how about 20? And the guy looked at him and said, "You want $20 for two birds that you got out in a field?" And he said, "Yep, I want $20 for two birds I got out in a field." And the guy paid him for that. And the scene moves on into the next one where it's God, it's Jesus, standing there, and the two birds, and he sets them free, just like he set us free on Calvary. And he paid the ultimate cost for us and who we are. And that just really just spoke to my heart on how precious we are to God. So tonight I'm up here to actually lead you guys in the four steps of worship. And those of you who already know what those are, please help me. So we're all going to close our eyes. We're going to block out everybody else and everything else, all the stresses, all those things that can interfere with us listening and hearing God's voice, so we can hear him and look for him. And then we're going to lift up our faces and we're going to look up, because God likes to see your face. He likes to see that beautiful face that he created, that he made just for him. And then I want you to lift up your hands. And when we lift up our hands, we're surrendering everything to him. We're giving him our all. We're saying, "God, here I am. Take all of me. Here's my heart. Here's my mind. Take me. I'm yours. I want to surrender everything I am to you." And then I want you to open up your mouth. And with your playground voice, I want you to start to worship him and tell him how wonderful he is. Start to thank him for the wonderful things that he's done in your life. "God, I thank you, Jesus, for what you've done in my life. I thank you, oh God, for setting me free. God, I thank you for your freedom, oh God, that reigns in my life. Lord, I lift you up. I praise you, God. You are worthy to be praised. You are high and lifted up, oh God, and your train fills the temple. I thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." You guys have been wondering what's under there since this morning. Actually, you didn't say this morning. Who's peaked? Couple hands. I was always that kid that peaked at Christmas time. I don't know if my parents ever found out, but I always thought I put the tape just like it was supposed to be, and then when I opened it, I was so surprised.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus is here today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. This is a funny looking pulpit, but I'm going to preach right here today. I'm going to preach Oh, thank you, Brother John. I'm going to preach on a subject that the Lord had given me for you. Can anyone guess what it's about? We're going to preach on a subject called seeds and weeds. All right? Seeds and weeds. Praise God. I don't want to be preaching this message, though, by myself. I'm going to need some help today. Okay? Let me turn this water on quick. Ready? Oh, some of you are wondering. Praise God. How many of you peeked under the curtain in the back hallway? Oh, look at all the hands. I'm going to pick this young boy right here. What's your name? Luther, come on up here. Luther, what's your last name?
George.
George, I see your stuff at Walmart. I bought lots of your clothes at Walmart. George, right? Wow, you're a cool guy. I like you already. You know you're called in the ministry. You're called right now. It's as simple as that. God called you today, right? You know Acts 2:38? Repent.
Be baptized in Jesus Christ.
Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, you're ready to preach, Luther. Well, what do we got up here, Luther? What's in here? What's this box full of?
Dirt.
Dirt. Dirt. I got to think about that. Think about dirt today. Did you know the Bible says that in the book of Genesis, it says that when God made man, he made him from what? Dirt. So that means we're a bunch of dirt balls, right? My wife was telling me that there's a saying that they say that dirt is therapeutic. I don't know. I just keep playing with it, though. Praise God. Praise God. Well, Luther, I'm going to need you to put on a few things today. I got some gloves here. Sister Nicole's going to get you dressed over here. Praise God. Today we're talking about seeds and weeds. And we're going to be reading from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7. Praise God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. We're going to talk about reaping and sowing seeds and weeds. Praise God. Look at Luther. We got to give him a hat, though. There we go. Now he looks like a farmer. Seeds and weeds. You know, there's times in our lives that we didn't realize that we all are dealing with seeds and weeds. See, we live in Wisconsin, and all around us is farming, right, Luther? There's farmers all as far as the eye can see, and farming has gotten so advanced that it's become like a science. They have it down to a science. You go by a cornfield, and each corn has a name brand because those seeds have been engineered and genetically altered to perform and yield a really big harvest. Amen? So we think about seeds, and we think about farming. Did you guys know that I used to farm? Back in the day, I worked on a dairy farm. And dairy farming is hard work. Has anyone ever worked on a dairy farm in here? It's hard work, amen? You learn a lot working on a dairy farm. See, dairy farmers can be, farmers in general can be very universal. They can be welders. They can be electricians. They can be all kinds of trades just rolled into one. Some of them aren't very good, but they get the job done. Praise God. So farming, in Wisconsin, we're full of farmers, and we have, as far as you go, outside of Madison, you get outside of Madison, and you're driving in cornfields, and you spill over into Minnesota and Iowa. We're just in that farming area. Lots of seeds being planted in this area. Amen? Praise God. Well, I got to thinking about seeds, and I started reading the Bible. And you know, the Bible makes lots of references to seeds and sowing of seeds. And when we're in sowing seeds, did you realize that you are sowing seeds? That you are a farmer, amen? You may not realize this, but we all sow seeds every day. The Bible says that what we sow, we reap. All right? So whatever seeds we sow, we reap. So some examples of that would be, if I sat at home and played video games all day, what would I reap? I would be lazy and I would not reap much, would I? But if I went out and I worked hard and I invested my money, I would reap an investment. Amen? All right. So we talk about sowing and we talk about seeds, and I actually have some seeds up here today. The first seed I want to bring out looks like this, and I wonder if anyone knows what kind of seed this is. Somebody, what does that look like?
Flowers.
That's right, it's pumpkin seed. Pumpkin flower. No, it's pumpkin seeds. We're all in the harvest season, right? So we have our pumpkin seeds. And we think about our seeds that we sow in this world. And I want to think about some good seeds. What are some good seeds that we can sow? We talk about faith. Faith is a seed. Did you know that? Jesus talks about faith and says, faith, the size of a tiny little mustard seed. With faith the size of a tiny little mustard seed, we can move a whole mountain. Amen? How many of you have a mountain in your life you would like moved? So, this tiny little mustard seed, the Bible says, can grow up so strong that the birds and the other animals can sit on the branches. Praise God. And then we look at other seeds. I don't even know what this seed is. I thought it was cool, so I bought it and brought it up here. But this one really blows my mind. This seed right here is, what is in there? Corn? It's kind of a mixed thing, though. And the Bible talks about that. Sometimes there's good seed mixed in with bad seed, right? So what are some bad seeds that we could have in our lives? Let's think about that. What are some bad seeds? Oh, you see a bad seed? Jared's going to help us preach. Here's a bad seed. What is this one? Oh, what is that? That was in the dirt. That's a bad seed, but some people pick it up and they partake of that. And I think even the people that partake in that could even agree that it's bad, because it can have you bound in your life. We look in the dirt, we dig in the dirt, and here's another bad seed. What is this one? A beer bottle. How did you get that beer bottle, Brother Rick? Well, it's a funny story. I literally walked into a bar, and I asked for it, and I told the lady, I'm teaching a bunch of kids that drinking is bad. Yeah. Praise God. So we're digging in our garden, and we always have tools in our garden, right? So we have different tools in our garden, in our farm. We have different tools that do different things. We have little rakes. We have shovels. But this one kind of, what is this tool? Anyone help me with this? What is it, a fork? It is a fork of sorts. It's a special fork. This is used for a weed puller. And, you know, I look at this weed puller and I think, wow, that weed puller is really long. But you know what? Some of those old weeds, we got to go pretty deep to get those roots out. Those weeds, when they come in our gardens and our farms, they can go in there pretty deep and they can get stuck in our lives. And Jesus has no place for that stuff in our lives. So we have to sometimes call on him, because we are not able to remove these things from our lives. Praise God. Luther's itching to pull out something. What is that, Luther? Go ahead and pull that out of there. What is that? Worms. There's worms in our garden. Oh, man, worms. Oh, go sit down. Because there's worms in dirt. I don't know why these kids want these worms, though. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Just like this morning, Sister Nicole talked about words. She talked about words that can hurt us and words that we speak and how powerful our words are. Those words are like seeds. And when we say hurtful words, they will grow hurtful things in people's lives. And many years later, after saying those words, people still deal with the hurt and the pain of the situation or the words that have been done to us. Praise God. But we can rise up above that, right, Luther? Amen? Did you have anything you want to add? No? Okay. Well, Luther and I have a story to tell you today. And it's about a man. And this man, you might know, his name is Old MacDonald. All right? Old MacDonald, we're not talking about Donald Trump or McDonald's Old MacDonald. We won't go there. Don't start. But we're going to talk about a different Old MacDonald. We're going to talk about a special Old MacDonald. This Old MacDonald that we're talking about today was a very successful farmer. And he loved God. And the Bible says that he eschewed evil. And he had two sons. Thing one and thing two. He had a son. We're going to talk about this boy right here. His name is Donnie. Wave your hand at the crowd, Donnie. See, Donnie was a good boy, and he worked for his dad. And he did all that his dad told him. And day by day, he got up and he read his Bible. And day by day, he got up and he prayed. And day by day, Donnie would live on the farm and carry out the tasks of the farmer. Amen? But day by day, slowly but surely, Donnie started to just kind of go through the motions. And sometimes we can be like that. We can come to church and go through the motions. We can be just like, almost like a corn husk. If you take the corn out of the husk, but you can fold it back and fool somebody, because on the outside it looks like a corn husk, right? But on the inside it would be empty if you took the corn out. So Donnie started to be like that. He would come to church, he would read his Bible, but then he's kind of stopped reading his Bible because he's like, he started losing that passion, that love for Jesus. And Donnie started to kind of play more video games and invest his time unwisely, and he started to sow some bad seeds, and he started to let some things grow in his life. And as Donnie started to let these things grow in his life, Donnie would really begin to lose his passion for the farm that his dad has day by day taken care of. Girls, can we settle down, please? And Donnie, one day, tired and bored, started to think, you know what? I'm really tired of living this farmer's life. I'm really tired of doing the farmer's things. Typically when a man dies and a family dies, the next generation would inherit what is coming to them, amen? But Donnie started to think, you know what? I'm tired of doing all this farming. I want my share right now. So Donnie started to think, I am going to my father, and I am going to tell him, I'm not going to tell him. I'm going to demand him to give me what's coming to me. And right about there is when most of us parents will say, I know what's coming to you. I'll give you one. But you know what? We have a loving Father. He is so gracious and so compassionate and loving. And sometimes we make bad choices, but our Father will let us mess up if we want, because he's not going to sit there and make us into puppets. He's going to let us live our lives however we want. Yes, he hopes that we love him and we choose him. Yes, he hopes that we're going to sow the good seed. But you know what? Donnie said, no, enough is enough. I'm going to go to my father. So Donnie went to his father and he said, give me that, my portion of the farm, Dad. I'm tired of serving you. I'm tired of praying. I'm tired of reading my Bible. I'm tired of living this facade on the outside. I want my stuff, and I want to go. And so many times, we can live like Donnie. Some people have done that. They've made that choice. They said, God, I'm going. I'm leaving your house. I'm leaving your protection. Amen. So Donnie went out. His father gave him his portion of the money. And Donnie went out. And what happens when we leave the protection of our father? We get lost. Donnie went out and he got lost. Right away, Donnie got lost. He had to ask for directions. But see, Donnie was outside of the protection of his father, so he didn't know the direction. See, when we're not in the Word of God, we do not have the direction that we need. We are lost in the world, amen? But Donnie would go around to different places, and he would say, do you have what I need? I'm lost. I need an answer. And people would give him an answer, but it wasn't always the right answer, and it would just get him more confused and more lost. So Donnie was really lost, and he saw over in the corner of the city some bright lights. And Donnie wondered and he pondered what that was. So Donnie traveled over to the lights, and he realized that it was an amusement park. He saw the roller coaster. He saw the Ferris wheel. He saw all the lavish, he smelled the corn dogs and the deep-fried Oreos. Come on now. And Donnie looked in his hand, and he had all of his money. He had all of his inheritance. So he did what many of us have done. He blew the money. I remember the first time I got my first real paycheck, and I thought, hey, I got some money. And I went to a carnival, and I bought my friends all rides, and I learned real quick that money doesn't go very far, amen? And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, I'll just go get some more money, and I went to that machine with that magic little card, and it was, what do you mean, decline? I don't know what you're talking about. I just got paid. That can't be right. So Donnie blew all of his money, and Donnie had a good time, but he woke up the next day, and he was empty, and the carnival was over. And they started packing up all the stuff, and they told Donnie he had to leave. And Donnie said, well, I have no money, and I have nowhere to go, but I know what I can do. I can go to my friends, because I bought them all rides, and I bought them food, and they love me, right? So Donnie went over to his friends and said, hey, can you guys get me some food? You know, I bought for you and I gave you rides on the rides, and we had a lot of fun, but, you know, it's your turn. Maybe you could buy for me now, right, guys? And his friends said, you don't have any money left? Oh, man, shoot. I think I hear my mom calling me. So Donnie's like, one by one, went through all of his friends, and he's nobody. Not even one person would give him even anything. So Donnie started to get hungry. And times fell kind of hard. The Bible says that there, in our story, became a recession. A time of hardship came upon the land. And Donnie started to get desperate. He was hungry. I need a couple other volunteers. Should we pick girls this time? Should we pick squirrels? Squirrels are... Oh, okay. I'm going to pick you and you. Sure, all three of you. Come on up. I went to Lodi. Somebody got that. All right. Praise God. So Donnie was desperate, and Donnie started to open the paper. And Donnie started to look in the paper, and there wasn't a lot of jobs in the paper. And Donnie was really desperate, so he got a job running a farm, another farm. No, he didn't. Wait a minute. I didn't get that right. He got a job helping at... Wait. I think he got a job way down on the bottom of the scale. He started to feed pigs. It was a really hard time, But Donnie was so desperate. He was so hungry. He started to feed pigs. Look at these cute piggies. Okay, girl, settle down. Some ideas backfire, I don't know. Praise God. But Donnie started to feed the pigs, and he was still hungry. And it was payday, and Donnie received his pay. And he looked at his pay, and he realized, this isn't that much, and I don't know how I'm going to afford food. I'm so hungry. He went out and bought some food, and he ate it up. He was so hungry. And Donnie started to realize that, you know, after his check ran out and payday is not for another week, I don't know what I'm going to do. So Donnie looked at the food that he was given the pigs, and the Bible says that he would have eaten the food that he was giving to the pigs. See, sometimes we're in the world and we're stuck out there in situations feeding filthy habits that we're stuck in. We're caught out there feeding nasty things in our lives, and we start to realize, what am I doing? What am I doing? Okay, girls, go sit down. Thank you. So Donnie looked at the husks of the corn, and he started to think, what am I doing here? I was being fed well at my father's house. My father has many servants. He's old McDonald. He's a successful guy. He's so talented and he's so wonderful that they've written songs about him. So Donnie thought to himself, what am I going to do? Maybe he started to reason in his mind. Maybe if I go back to my father, and maybe during this certain time I could sneak in the back way, and I could go up to him in the back way, and nobody would be looking, and nobody would see me, and I could maybe go to him and beg him and plead him and tell him, Dad, you know, I made a mistake leaving the farm, amen? But I would come and work for you, Dad, because you know what? Maybe that wasn't such a good idea, and I know I blew all that money, but Dad, I need to eat, Dad. So he found himself in this situation where he was desperate. Amen. Sometimes we get desperate, and we think to ourselves, you know, if I just come back into God's presence, maybe I could just sneak in and get a few of those blessings back. Praise God. If Sister Sarah could come. Praise God. But the Bible tells us that Donnie, finally he'd had enough of feeding the pigs, and he started to come to his senses. That's how the Bible says it. He came to his senses, and he started to make that travel. He started to make that journey back. See, when Donnie made that journey back home, he walked home, and he's hungry, and his clothes were really tattered, and they smelled like pigs, right? He didn't smell so good anymore. He didn't look so good anymore. Sorry, Donnie. He was in the world, living in the world. And sometimes when we're living in the world, we start to smell like the world. We start to smell like things of the world. Right? Sometimes we can lose control when we do certain things and we do things and we just start to stink. And we've all been there. And people are really low in the world. They start to take on a smell. They start to take on a smell of their sins. You know, you may walk into a place and sometimes you can smell weed or cigarettes or drugs. And you think, wow, that stinks. But you know what? God has something better planned for you. So Donnie walked home, the Bible says. And Donnie started to look down. He could see from a distance his house. Come on down here, Donnie. He could see from a distance his house. And Donnie, the Bible says, he starts to think about this. No, pride starts to set in. What I did was too great. I can't bear to go to my dad. He won't take me back. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking. Donnie found himself starting to second guess what he was doing. But you see, the Bible tells us that our dad, our Father in heaven, loves each one of us so much that from across the field, the moment that Donnie made that decision to make the step back to the Father looked out. And the Father looked out with joy and love. And the Father, the Bible says, walked to his son. No. The Bible says the Father kind of hurried to his son. No, the Bible says the Father ran. He ran to his son. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Did you know here today, you have a Father that would run to you if you would turn to him? And you see, here's the craziest part of the story. In the Bible clearly says that disobedient children, what happens to them is they're to be stoned. So as Donnie was entering the city with his dad right there, all the other people of the city noticed him and they started to pick up their stones and they started to, oh man, here comes Donnie. I heard about what he did. That boy, he was disrespectful to his dad and his mom. He left town. He wasted all his money, wasted all the inheritance. See, we have a whole bunch of people out there that want to tear us down. And according to those times back then, they could have stoned him to death. But you see, our Father runs to us. He runs to us. He embraces us. He says, not today, Donnie. Not today, guys. You're not touching my son. You may think that you have the right to stone my boy, but I'm going to cover him. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus covers us. There's a covering that he has for you. And if you receive that covering, there ain't a devil in hell that's going to be able to touch you. There ain't a devil in hell that's going to be able to throw those stones at you. The Bible calls him the accuser. He wants to tear you down. But Jesus wants to lift you up. He wants to build you up. He wants to embrace you. He wants to give you of himself. The Bible says that when Jesus ran, when old McDonald ran to Donnie, he changed his garment. He gave him a new garment. The Bible says when we are born of the Spirit, we receive a new heart. We receive new garments. We start to smell better right away. He took a ring and he placed it on his finger, Kirby. He placed that ring on his finger. And he said, no, this is my boy. This is my boy. He belongs to me. I'm claiming him as mine. I've covered him. I have something special for him. Many of us have Donnies living out in the world. Maybe your Donnie is a child who you've thought, no, he's gone. I'm giving up hope on him. But no, God hasn't given up hope on you. You are valuable to the King. And you are back on his turf, amen. If you would come to this altar right now, if you would reach out your arms to him and say, God, I know, God, the things that I've done. I know, God, that I've messed up and it's pretty bad. I know that I took from you and I didn't deserve it and I treated you like dirt. I know, God, but oh, God, if you would just come to me. The Bible says that God wants to put a new garment on you. So if you stand here today, let's come to the altar and let's just give to God. Let's open our hearts up to him right now. And whatever the situation is in your life, whatever the need is in your life, he's here today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God.